faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
Welcome. Glad you're with us. Going to be joined by Rich Higgins, General McInerney, Leo Homan. It's going to be an incredible program. You are going to want to invite your friends to tune into the VCY America station in your market. If not, text, tweet, Facebook, email, call, and tell them to go to worldviewradio.com/live. worldviewradio.com/live. Folks, I don't even know if I told you who Rich was for the new people. Rich Higgins was part of the National Security Council staff in the Donald Trump White House, and he still has a lot of contacts back in the White House. I'd like to see him back in the White House if Trump is reelected, but that is a former National Security Council staffer for President Donald Trump at the White House, Rich Higgins. Joining me now is Mary Fanning of theamericanreport.org. We'll be joined in just a little bit, thanks to the introduction of Mary, to General McInerney. Of course, I've known who General McInerney is for a long time, but we've never talked and never had him on our broadcast, so we look forward to having him on. Mary, welcome to the broadcast again. Thank you for joining us.
Nice to be with you, Brannon. At this crucial time in our country's history, we are at the abyss.
Well, it sounds dramatic, but we are. Chris described it as we're at a crossroads. You describe it as an abyss. Use whatever language you want. This is an historic moment, and whichever way we go will have great consequences or great rewards. Serious consequences on our children and grandchildren. You know, I've got kids, and I've got particularly a 17-year-old and a 20-year-old, and they're trying to strike out in life. They're very entrepreneurial. They're talking about starting their own businesses. They're already doing some things in that vein. And as a father, 51, I've had my chance. I've lived a good life. I would like to live a lot longer, but I've lived a good life. I've had the American dream and a lot of great things. And I'm looking at my kids, and I'm thinking about what will life in America be like for them. I'm at a point in my life, Mary, where that to me is setting your kids up on a path of success and setting them on the right track spiritually and materially to move through life and choose the right spouse and set up their own home and life and kids and grandkids that I'll look forward to one day. But all of these things that we're talking about now impact, because these are worldview issues that impact all of us. And I think there are a lot of parents and grandparents today that are like you and me. We understand the seriousness, not of what it'll just mean for us, but for those that we love. What say you?
Most of all, those who we love and our children and the next generation, because truly, as President Ronald Reagan said, if the lights go out here, they go out everywhere. This is the last bastion of hope. If we lose freedom, and we will under Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, they are both hardcore communists. They are not socialists. They are hardcore communists, and they have both been for a very long time. The exposure of what Joe Biden was doing and his son Hunter Biden, that information had been on 47 hard drives that had been handed over to the FBI and the DOJ in August of 2015, and testimony given about that in December of 2015 in the FBI field office, SCIF, secure facility, while Dennis Montgomery, a CIA whistleblower, came forward. He handed over 47 hard drives. There were 10,000 pages of documents, videos, and images that came from Hunter Biden. The FBI and the DOJ knew about the Biden's dirty deals with China. Now, can you imagine another vice president who has a child who's picking up $1.5 billion here, or another billion in Ukraine, or another $330,000 from the mayor of Moscow's widow? Can you even imagine anything this traitorous?
No.
The information was handed to the FBI and the testimony. By December of 2015, they knew everything. FBI General Counsel James Baker, who is now the Deputy General Counsel of Twitter, took possession of all of Montgomery's material along with James Comey. They gave him two immunity agreements. He became a CIA whistleblower because Dennis Montgomery, a CIA contractor, had created a super surveillance system in 2003 after 9/11 to keep this country safe. In order to access this hammer, is the name of the supercomputer system. Military intelligence sources confirmed this. In order to access this, you had to go to every echelon of sign-offs and safeguards, 17 steps in order to access the hammer. It was that powerful. Remember, it's a foreign surveillance system. Even the President of the United States had to go through those 17 steps, including the FISA court. However, Brennan and Clapper, John Brennan from the last administration CIA director, and the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, they illegally stole the hammer. They moved it to Fort Washington, Maryland, a secret facility, on February 3rd, 2009. They then put a secret VPN into the Obama White House, where that they had access at will to look up and spy on Supreme Court. This is people that they did spy on: Supreme Court Justice John Roberts, Antonin Scalia, 156 Article III judges, 109 members of Congress. They were looking at business leaders. They were breaking into law firms that had intellectual property. They were basically stealing the keys to the kingdom. They were taking all the intellectual property from this country, including from our defense contractors, our military. Why would they do that? Now, we do know that John Brennan told that he at one point voted for Gus Hall for president, a hardcore communist for the mm-hmm. Communist Party mm-hmm. Candidate. But these men stole the keys to the kingdom. They stole, and they were using this powerful surveillance tool, as Dennis Montgomery says, for the purpose of blackmail and leverage.
Okay, so there you go. There's the key. I want to know, you mentioned John Roberts. Are they blackmailing? Have they been blackmailing John Roberts?
According to the one of the people that Montgomery submitted that had been under surveillance that he mentioned specifically was John Roberts. And he told that the surveillance was for the purpose of blackmail and leverage. Now, this is very important. When he handed over the 47 hard drives, they were then verified. That means everything in 47 hard drives was verified. It took from August until December. Understand, there were 600 million documents of illegally harvested information about people, Americans. If you put every one of those documents one upon the other, that measures 30 miles high. 30 miles high of illegally harvested information on Americans, including our those to elected office, to the Supreme Court, to 156 Article III judges, for the purpose of blackmail and leverage. After that information was verified, Dennis Montgomery was then brought to the FBI field office SCIF, where he testified under oath while being videotaped. He then received a second immunity agreement. Understand, if he had told even one lie, he would be in prison. Dennis Montgomery is not in prison. He handed over the 47 hard drives to James Comey, FBI General Counsel James Baker, and the DOJ, and they buried it. They knew what Joe Biden and Hunter Biden were doing. They did nothing about their incredibly illegal activities. Most important in relation to today, what they found is that Brennan and Clapper had what was known as an exploit, an application that worked off of the hammer. It was known as scorecard. Scorecard was used to steal the vote through a prismatic scoring algorithm. So as they were leaving the points of the Secretary of State's server, they were stealing always at 3% or below increments until they did the final push at the end, and you would see that they were stealing the vote and they were flipping it. Under the whistleblower tapes that were recorded, unbeknownst to the people who were speaking, they told that Brennan and Clapper stole the election in 2012 for Barack Obama in Florida. They also told that The hammer was used, the scorecard, that application, to steal the primaries from Bernie Sanders for Joe Biden and multiple states. They handed the, instead of a real race between Bernie and Joe, they simply handed it to Joe Biden.
How about Hillary? Did they do anything for Hillary?
Well, you know, I would just ask your listeners to consider one thing. Why is it that Hillary Clinton felt no compunction to get on the campaign trail and work tirelessly like President Donald Trump does? Why is it that Joe Biden felt no compunction to come out of the basement and get on the campaign trail until the last week or so and campaign? Do you know why? Because they had the hammer. They knew they didn't have to. They simply could steal the vote, and the American people would be none the wiser.
And to the people that think this is crazy talk, you introduced me to Thomas McInerney. He's retired lieutenant general. That means 3 stars, I think, lieutenant general, right? 3 stars on the shoulder?
That's correct.
Okay. Is he going to come
McInerney.
On?
McInerney. Yeah.
Is he going to come on here? Is he going to come on here and back up everything you're saying?
Yes, he is, because he's aware of this and there's proof. General McInerney was number 3 at the Air Force. He was in charge. He was had command of NORAD, the Alaskan region. Beyond that, he was also in charge of our nuclear weapons for the Pentagon. General McInerney is a man of sterling character and reputation. Dennis Montgomery, when he handed over all this and he showed that scorecard was stealing votes, he told this to the FBI under oath. Understand, again, had he not told the truth when he was telling that to the FBI under the Obama administration in 2015, he would be in prison. He is not.
So you believe the hammer and all this was used last night?
If you watch the vote, there was some very interesting things that happened. They tell everyone to go home, and then there's a voting dump in Wisconsin of 112,000 votes. Okay, 112,000 of those votes that were dumped, 112,000 were all for Joe Biden, not one for anyone else. In Michigan, there was a dump of 138,339 votes. 135,000 of that dump were for Joe Biden. The same thing was taking place in several other states. I'll tell you what. Dennis Montgomery got in touch with Florida, where they had stolen the vote before, and he warned them that they were going to be watched and that they had better secure their system.
So if you know this, now I know this, our audience learned some of this yet from you yesterday, General McInerney, who will join us in just a minute, knows this. Why is this not being talked about by Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Mark Levin? Can the president come out and talk about this? I mean, someone's got to come out and explain this, right?
They have done everything they can to suppress this. Steve Bannon on War Room brought this out. Then he was taken off of Twitter, and his platform was closed down from putting that information out. Would you like to know who closed down his platform?
Yeah.
Former FBI General Counsel James Baker, who's now the General Counsel at Twitter, the Deputy General Counsel at Twitter. He closed him down.
Joining me right now, stay with us, Mary. Joining me right now, honor and privilege is to have with us Lieutenant General retired Thomas McInerney. He'll join us right after the break. We'll go to break, come right back to him. We met him. We'll meet him for the first time, but we've done this, made this connection through Mary Fanning. Mary's website, folks, which has a lot of this information on it, is theamericanreport.org. She's a columnist with us, and we'll be carrying more of her and Alan Jones's articles. Theamericanreport.org is where you'll find some of this. Of course, we featured it at worldviewreport.com like 2 or 3 days ago. Again, I cannot stress enough the importance to go to the conservative worldview alternative to Drudge that we started in June. That's just rocking the numbers. Worldviewreport.com. We'll be right back. Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com, or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. 1-800-878-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts. All right, folks, you're going to want to share this tonight when we post it at worldviewradio.com. Again, we'll post this show tonight at worldviewradio.com. It's not too late for folks to join us on a VCY America radio network, any of these 53-some-odd stations throughout America, or live at worldviewradio.com/live, worldviewradio.com/live. Joining me now, along with Mary Fanning, is Lieutenant General retired Thomas McInerney. General, thank you for being with us today.
Thanks very much for having me, Brandon.
Well, you're a patriot, and your bio is very impressive. I would encourage people to look it up. I was reading it today. You're a pilot during the Vietnam War. You have served in positions under the Secretary of Defense and the Vice President of the United States. I mean, the list is long. I won't go through it all, but it's a very, very impressive resume. General, we've been learning from Mary about the hammer. And when you hear this, you think, well, this has just got to be the stuff of conspiracy. But, you know, then along comes a guy like you with 3 stars, you know, that you had on your shoulder, giving a lot of credibility with your bio, and you're backing up everything she's saying in regards to this hammer, because I think I heard you on Steve Bannon talking about it. What are your thoughts? I mean, just we want to hear it from you. Tell us about it.
Well, the fact is having come out of this business in my military career, as a commander and number of tours I had and leading the raid on Gaddafi in 1986, April 15th, this is the kind of intelligence that we use, surveillance systems. And I'm going to have to tell you that Mary is the one that tipped me off to it. And she has been a tremendous asset and source on what's going on. But fundamentally, as she refreshed everybody, the Democrats stole from the U.S. government a program called the Hammer, which is a surveillance program. And it has, just like you have in your iPhone, you have applications, and they have an application called Scorecard. And Scorecard changes votes. It was set up by the CIA and obviously for other nations to be used, but shortly after Obama came in, like 2 weeks, he moved it out of the CIA to another location. And then when he left, he, Clapper, Brennan, moved the system out into the political world. They were using it politically and surveilling U.S. citizens. Mary has all the details on that. But the real issue the American people must know is Biden and the Democrats have turned that against the American people and on the election, and they're changing the votes. And that's why the confusion that's going on right now is what they are trying to do is to sow chaos. Now, you asked Mary a very good question. Why hasn't Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh or all those people talked about this? Well, it's frankly, I didn't find out about them doing this until Sunday. And shame on me, but the fact was it was Sunday, and we have been on it. Mary and I and others have been on it, Dave Janda, for now going on 4 days. But it took us a while to get spun up, trying to get it to the right people, trying to get it to the president. There's a bureaucracy. I talked to very senior people. I can't divulge their names, but they're important people, and still trying to get the word out to the general public. Now, basically, Rush and Sean are behind. They're now talking about the corruption in the election process, but not how it was done. Mary and I are talking about specifically the tools they use, the Democrats use, and, of course, the visionary founder of this, Dennis Montgomery, and the important role he's played for our national security. But that's what we're talking about, the how. Sean and Rush are just recognizing that there's a problem. And so you are now, Brandon, well ahead of the leaders in this business in conservative radio and trying to keep the United States safe. This is a coup d'etat. I will just say that a very prominent American told me 1 hour ago, who you all know, but said this is a coup d'etat. It's a continuation of everything they started from the Trump campaign to the Russian collusion to the impeachment and every other trivial thing that they have brought up, the Democrats, to try to get rid of President Trump. And the reason they don't want us and Trump in there is because it's covering up all this. He's exposing all this corruption that we have seen in the intelligence community, in the FBI, in the Department of Justice. This nation, Brandon, in its history, has never seen such corruption, or in some cases it's treason, a whole host of actions against the nation. Clearly, you go back to Hillary Clinton's email scandal, what she was done. It's all wrapped up in that. And this republic will only survive because this will be the last free election this nation holds if Joe Biden gets in.
He has spent the night in my home. He has spoken for us several times over the years, and I text with him as recently as 2 weeks ago, David Limbaugh. So when I get off the air, I will take this recording. I will send it to David Limbaugh. I will ask him to disseminate it. He, I think, is not only the agent and attorney for his brother, Rush, but also for Sean, for Mark Levin, I think for several others. So we'll do our best. We'll put this out. We'll ask all of our people to just bombard their social media accounts and anything else they can find to send this to them so they can hear the voice of retired three-star general. Can I just repeat that, folks? This guy is retired. He had three stars on his shoulder. Go read his bio. If I may, sir, I think you're 83 years old. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so he's been around the block. He knows the players. He served his country. He was a fighter pilot in Vietnam. May I be so bold from whether my book, Marxianity, or these other books and things I've been writing about, doing radio now for over a quarter of a century, over 25 years. And how long have I talked about socialism and communism and was mocked years ago for that? Oh, that's dead. The Berlin Wall fell, don't you know? Well, here is an American hero that was in the cockpit in Vietnam fighting the communists, literally. And now we have a president or a man that wants to be president who's on the verge of being installed with a coup d'etat who has been bought and paid for, as you just heard from Rich Higgins, former national security staffer for the president of the United States, Donald Trump, telling us he is a puppet of the communist Chinese government. I mean, this is surreal that we're even sitting here having this conversation, General. This is something that would be in a movie, and you're not sure you would even believe the script. You would say, well, that's a great movie, entertaining, but it's fiction. That's Tom Clancy fiction. It's surreal this is actually being discussed today, and this is happening to our country.
It is, Brandon, and I would never have believed it. And these retired generals and national security people that are supporting Biden don't fully understand where he is going to take this country. And fortunately, the American people did not give up the Senate, but they are on a quest, and they have not given up. And what they are doing is taking the very most sensitive programs we have had in our intelligence community. And they, you look at what they did on the Russian collusion and the $40+ million we spent by Mueller, the former director of the FBI, who helped set up Hammer, and the corruptness there on people that were icons. This is all within. You look at Comey, you look at Clapper, you look at Brennan, all of them, and what Vice President Biden was part of, and what Obama tried to do to this nation. And we are on the verge of the cutting edge of either going, continuing as a republic, or we have become socialized, and the next step is clearly communism.
And General, if what we have seen laid out by all the evidence, including Rich Higgins, former national security staffer in the White House for President Donald Trump, I will repeat, that's his bio, listeners, if he tells us and all the evidence shows us, aside from the words of Rich Higgins, the compromised Biden family when it comes to the Chinese communist, then we add this to any corruption they have with Russia, which we've talked about, and the, you know, money coming from Russia to that family. Then we add this to the research of Mary Fanning, which General McInerney, I'm sure you have seen, related to the Club K cargo that we have been reporting on and put in our documentary back in 2018 that can lift up and have four cruise missiles, and the lid comes up with a command. Russia is the fully 100% Russian-owned exporter, and now we've given contracts, Port Canaveral and Wilmington, Delaware, to a family whose one of their members is formerly the head of the nuclear program for Saddam Hussein, developed a nuclear beach ball, this miniaturized beach ball nuclear weapon, and these people can bring all of this in, and basically, as they've already bragged about in some of their publications that have been translated from Russian into English, a Pearl Harbor 2.0, or run one of these off of our coast on a fishing vessel, pull off an EMP or anything else, as Dr. Peter Pry, a frequent guest whose TV show we produce here, has warned us about over and over. Well, this becomes very dangerous, because if they can do these things, General, then they can blackmail us, and they have a guy in the White House, that's, if Biden gets there, that could apparently come out to the American people and say, well, we've got a deal, we've got a deal, they've got us over a barrel. Well, he helped put us over the barrel, because apparently this whole giving of these ports to this compromised family going all the way back to Saddam Hussein, that's in a business deal with Russia, who's the 100% exporter of this Club K cargo system, His Biden helped do this. So the compromise and the ability to get us to surrender without firing a shot is overwhelming, General.
Exactly. And few people are aware of it, Brandon. And you expressed it extremely well when you bring it all together and weave this corruption. And frankly, President Trump is the only one that can stop that, that has the courage. Rich Higgins, by the way, is a superb patriot. I know him. He's a great American, and I'm just delighted that he's speaking out about this. And the fact is that's what we are facing. We are facing a very complex threat, and the Democratic Party at the top leadership has joined in to move this country in that direction, open borders, the Green New Deal, all these things. When I talk to people, I say, well, you know, you have to buy a new car. What do you mean? Yeah, all cars are going to have to be electric. And it stuns them when they realize what the Green New Deal is and giving up petroleum. And all these things, free college tuition, young people love that. And all of a sudden, you're part of the government. You do what the government tells you. And then you become like Venezuela because there's not enough money to pay for it. And this is what's behind this. And getting back on point on the corruption that we are seeing, the numbers that Mary is talking about, that they are moving, they've gotten so bold that they moved that 50,000 votes, I believe, in Michigan. And they're doing this without a cover. They're trying to move away from the covertness because they know it's their last desperate effort.
General McInerney, Mary Fanning has been listening on the line. I want her to comment. We come back. We'll just keep you a few more minutes because I have a couple more questions, and we'll let you go, General McInerney. Again, I encourage you folks to look up his bio. Very impressive. His last name is spelled McInerney. Retired 3-star general. And again, very sobering what we're learning. We got on it yesterday, and this is all breaking. And folks, you're hearing it. A lot of folks don't even know about this. What in the world has happened to the Drudge Report? Have you noticed it has gone totally to the left? Well, now there is an alternative to the Drudge Report. WorldviewReport.com. That's WorldviewReport.com. It's your conservative worldview alternative to the Drudge Report. Hello, I'm Brennan House. We spend hours each day going through countless websites to bring you only the important news you need to know from a conservative worldview perspective. We cover everything from economics, law, science, history, family, social issues, education, religion, and national security. We are your one-stop shop for daily news. Worldviewreport.com. That's worldviewreport.com. Make it your favorite and visit every day. We're constantly adding stories throughout the day. And be sure to tell your friends about worldviewreport.com. And while you're there, click the button at the top and make a tax-deductible contribution so we can keep the page ad-free. Worldviewreport.com. That's worldviewreport.com. Your conservative worldview alternative to the liberal Drudge Report. All right, folks, I hope you will distribute this far and wide tonight. I don't know how to say it other than red alert. When was the last time you heard me say that? Long time, years. But this is a red alert. Tonight, you must go. Dalton will get this to us immediately after the broadcast. We'll put it up at worldviewradio.com. We'll leave it open. We won't let it roll into the Situation Room in 7 days. We'll try to keep it open. But we got 24 to 48 hours to get this out as far and wide as we can. You just heard General McInerney, retired three-star general, tell us that, you know, Sean's not talking about this. Rush, Mark Levin, Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, none of them. We're not even sure they know about this. I'll be sure that Rush's brother knows about it when we get off the air and can send him a MP3 of what we've been talking about. But we, the American people, must disseminate this information. General McInerney, we are at such a serious national security spot. And again, I honor your service, and I did not go into the military. And so I'm just a talk show host. So maybe this is an ignorant statement on my part. But my gut and my common sense tells me, if the President of the United States is informed with the facts as you have laid them out with Mary Fanning, what we're talking about is subversion, treason, as you've already used it, coup d'etat. This would, I believe, require, because of the threat and the compromise of Biden and his connections to the Chinese and the Russians and other things, this will require the President of the United States to defend our country from enemies, both foreign and domestic, and to do what needs to be done to secure the republic and our future as guaranteed under the organic documents that we love. And he has the power. He has the emergency powers, some, I think, 31 emergency presidential powers that are still open. He has powers that he can take. And I, as one American, hope if he has to go to that point, which I hope he doesn't, but if he did, he needs to do it, because there's no coming back from this if these corrupt people get into power. You may agree, you may disagree, I don't know. But I'm looking at my kids and thinking, we cannot roll and become Venezuela and let the Chinese and the communists take over our country. I expect the president, as commander-in-chief, to do his job and to take the power if he has to. Even it'll just drive the liberals and the BLM and the media nuts. But he has got to secure the republic. What say you?
I am in violent agreement with you. There is absolutely no question about it, Brandon. But he needs the support of the American people. And what you are doing and what Mary and I are trying to do is to educate the American public to what a precarious position we are in and why it is so important that they support President Trump. Now, we know his supporters are just understand that. It's those that support the Democrats that don't realize why they are supporting them. And if you watched them on television last night, they couldn't really identify what they thought Joe Biden had done. So we need to do this, and the American people must understand that the corruption that the Democrats are doing, and Democrat governors, from letting the riots go on and the mayors and all that, to this corruption of the voting system, is the most dangerous thing that has happened to America since the Civil War.
Well, again, folks, that's the voice of General McInerney, three-star general, retired. Go read his bio. This is not a man that is given to hyperbole. This is a serious clarion call. And the reality is, as he said, the American people must understand what we're dealing with. You cannot win a battle if you don't know who the enemy is, what they're doing, and their tactics, and the truth. and the truth can overcome the propaganda, the disinformation, the psychological operation, the brainwashing that is coming from the media right now and laying a narrative for you that they laid out very well. I mean, to their credit, they laid out their narrative months ago to how to respond to every turn in that Transition Integrity Project report that we went through. And now they're doing it just as we warned. But the American people must come to realize this isn't just about mail-in ballots and fraudulent ballots. It's about a piece of software called the hammer and this scorecard that they've been telling you about. And you, my friends, are one of the few percentages of Americans to know it. If the American people come to know the truth, I believe there are people who are Democrats who will stand and say, I'm for free and fair elections, and if that means my guy loses, so be it. But we cannot become a banana republic or kowtow to the Marxist, the Islamist, the red-green axis, and have this kind of corruption. Even some of them, I think, have enough common sense to know from history, if any of them know history, where this will end. General, thank you. Thank you for what you do. I had General Jim Cash on my program a few years ago. I guess he was Assistant Director of Operations at NORAD. I don't know if you ever knew General Jim Cash.
I did. Knew him well. Good man.
Well, I think he's still with us. I think he's still with us, but he's still alive. He came on this program, and he said one reason many retired generals don't speak up is because it's a club, and you get the red carpet treatment at the Pentagon, and you get health checks and security briefings, and it's a club, and a lot of people just don't want to break with the club. And he did. Well, apparently you've broken with the club, and I don't think many Americans understand what you have done and what you're doing right now. You're not looking out for your own best interest. But if you were, I don't think you'd be here. You took an oath, and you're honoring it, and I want to thank you.
To defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, Brandon. Foreign and domestic.
Amen to that. Well, General, you're welcome back here anytime. You have my number. Call, text. We'll get you on anytime you need to get on the airwaves.
God bless you.
You too, my friend. Mary, thank you for introducing us to him. What are your thoughts? I mean, I'm just blown away.
Well, you should be. I want to add one thing. We have a new piece on Gulf Tainer, the port, the Jafar family. Joe Biden was the man who set those ports up and turned them over to Gulf Tainer. It wasn't just Barack Obama. It was Joe Biden himself with Tiger grants. He set the table for Gulf Tainer to come in. Further, in our new piece, we showed that Gulf Tainer is in business through Hutchison Whampoa with the Chinese. They are partners, Gulf Tainer is, not only with Russia and China and Iran, with all of our most dangerous, lethal adversaries. That is what Joe Biden brought inside the wire.
This man is so disqualified. In fact, he should be arrested. He should be tried for treason, and the federal law should be carried out. Agree, Mary?
Absolutely.
There are so many people that should be arrested and work doing the perp walk from the highest corridors of power. You just heard it from a retired three-star general and researcher Mary Fanning, who brought it to him. Mary, you are a treasure. Watch your six. Those in the military and former military know what I'm talking about. It means watch your back. And Mary, check in with us often, and I hope folks will go to her website, theamericanreport.org. And I hope you'll disseminate this program far and wide when we post it at worldviewradio.com in the next 2 hours. Rich Higgins is on with us right now. And, Rich, welcome back to the program. Thank you for joining us. Like most Americans, you probably didn't get a lot of sleep last night.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So here's the headlines today. I mean, just a few to set the table. Rush Limbaugh says Trump will win Arizona and Pennsylvania, putting him over the top. Trump campaign insists they are on track to win Arizona by 30,000 votes. But yet, here's an alert. Wisconsin has more votes than people registered to vote. Let me read that again. Wisconsin. And you can't drive anywhere in Wisconsin and not pick up this program between 1 and 2 p.m. Central Time on the great VCY America Radio Network with some very serious blowtorch stations, 100,000 water, like in Toma, up on that hill. Wisconsin has more votes than people registered to vote. Oh, let's do a little flashback. Biden boasted of most extensive voter fraud organization in history. And there's so much more we could say, but that sets the table. Rich, what do you make of what's going on here?
Well, I think a lot of us saw this coming, you know, from several miles off. I know myself, I was warning people at the White House about these shenanigans that were coming down the road in June, July timeframe. And, the, you know, the context I was putting it in is the, you know, the abuses we saw put forward by these statists, these, you know, these postmodern secular, I don't even know how to describe them. They're just government robots that, you know, they want everybody in their mask. They want everybody under control. And it was clear to me they were going to use the COVID weapon to get control of the election process, and they have. You know, it's clear that they used the opportunity like they always do. And, you know, Wisconsin and Michigan are two states that in particular right now give me some concern. But, you know, I'm confident in Arizona, Pennsylvania, Georgia, North Carolina. I think if, you know, Trump wins those four, he gets reelected. That said, we're not out of the woods on the security side of the situation, because we see Antifa and BLM and other protest groups positioning themselves in some of the major cities. So, you know, we don't know what's coming down the road. There's a general anxiety and unease amongst the public. And, you know, I hope that, you know, people are staying alert and paying attention to the surroundings. And, you know, let's not let them just do this while we all sit there and watch.
Well, this is, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Rich, but this is pretty much it. If Biden wins, he's a puppet of China and Russia. If he wins, he's going to bring in more illegals, more open borders, more voters that they will push through. No telling what they'll do to talk radio, Christians, hate crime legislation, you know, that limits what we can say about Islam, much less other things. So this is pretty much it. I mean, I know maybe people thought that under Obama, and if Hillary had gotten 4 years, she could have finished off what he started. But I just don't see how America can recover if Bernie Sanders and Kamala and these people take the reins of power. What say you?
Well, I think we're, you know, we are certainly at a national crossroads, right?
Yes.
The question really is, are we going to fix up the old house, or is something else going to come of it, right? You know, the Democrats are not your, you know, 1962 and earlier
right.
fellow citizens. They're no longer the loyal opposition of Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan even. These are avowed Marxist, socialist, globalist who, you know, their fealty, their loyalty is to the state. And if that state is beholden to China for commercial reasons, then so be it. Freedom, liberty, these are not concepts that today's Democrats care about. You know, look at Wisconsin. I mean, you know, clearly we have rampant voter fraud there, rampant voter fraud inside Michigan. And I think the one thing that's saving us is the MAGA movement, the people listening here, you know, they got out, they voted, and they literally overran the polls in Pennsylvania and put it outside the threshold of cheatability, if you will.
Mm-hmm. And that was what we were saying all along. He has got to get so many votes that it can overcome the margin of fraud, and that may be the final salvation. Now, word is that Biden might be coming out today and announcing that he has won. How does all this play out now? I mean, it's kind of ironic, because I know that you have read the Integrity Transition Report. We read a lot on the air, and a lot of this is going exactly how they predicted. I mean, even President Trump, what he came out and said last night, which is exactly what you should come out and say, the same way Biden came out and said what he did for his team. Trump comes out and says what he did for his team, which involved, hey, they're trying to steal this thing, which is legitimate. I mean, again, as I said weeks ago, when you come out and do the things you would naturally do under such circumstances, that narrative will be played, he's trying to steal the election. So they boxed him in, if you read that report. No matter what he does, they've already laid a scenario of how to have the narrative for it. But what if Biden does come out today and announces, I am now the president-elect? How will President Trump respond, or his campaign, you think?
Well, I think that the president will respond in kind. He'll, you know, immediately move to just crush that narrative. Remember, the president isn't competing against Joe Biden. He's competing against the communist machine behind Kamala Harris. Mm-hmm. Biden is nothing but a stalking horse and their media empire. That's really what he's up against. And we saw it last night across the spectrum of television channels, gross political manipulation. I mean, it truly reminds me of third world Middle Eastern dictator fiefdom garbage. And, I was really embarrassed for the country. I think, you know, when you look at Trump's performance last night compared to 2016, it really is remarkable. I mean, he's up 5% across the board, and the only hope the Democrats really have is to cheat. Now, whether or not this gets into the courts, when it gets into the courts, and do these institutions under the president that have been, you know, at best, reluctant in their support of his administration thus far. I mean, you know, do we really count on the Department of Justice's voter integrity group over there? I mean, I don't.
Pelosi said Biden will be sworn in as president, whatever the end count is on Election Day. I mean, they said a lot of things that basically were telling the American people, if they're paying attention, that they plan to do a voter fraud, as we're now seeing. But let's talk about the issue of if Biden wins. Here we have an article by Daniel Greenfield posted at worldviewreport.com. And by the way, folks, we've just been on that for hours last night. I was on there just updating stuff constantly this morning. I mean, hours. So lots of new stuff we won't have time to even get to at worldviewreport.com, your conservative worldview alternative to the Drudge Report. But here's an article by Daniel Greenfield. Biden's biggest fundraisers are tied to Islamic terrorists. I mean, we talk about China and Biden being bought by China and Hunter Biden, the bag man, apparently. But we have to remember the red-green axis. And now we have Biden's biggest fundraisers are tied to Islamic terrorists. Rich?
Yeah, look, this has geopolitical ties as well, Brand. I mean, this goes all the way to the One Belt, One Road strategy, in which there's an unspoken alliance now between the Islamic movement, which is headquartered under Erdogan in Turkey, and China, where, you know, Xi is doing his, you know, I guess you'd call it his global political, or at least Eurasian financial project. And Turkey is a key enabler of that, as is Germany. And so there are huge tectonic plates that are moving behind the scenes here. So this isn't an election that just has consequences in the small towns of Wisconsin and Michigan in terms of the manufacturing base. That has huge global geopolitical consequences as well. And we saw some of that last night where, as it looked like Trump was pulling ahead, the Chinese devaluation of the yen really began to pick up. So I guess my point is this truly is a worldwide event that we're witnessing right now, and we all need to be prepared for it. And, you know, my one recommendation would be to the people out there who are MAGA, who are Christians, who are supportive of the president and the Constitution, the rule of law, is if you can, get out in the streets. If they try something, go and protest yourself. Make yourself heard. Get the media there. Get coverage of it. I'm not talking about, like, forcefully going out and burning anything down or anything like that. I'm just saying get out and make sure people see you. You know, sitting home and watching TV, that's where they want you. And they'll ignore you if you do that. It's time to get out there.
Speaking of this being a global event, over at worldviewreport.com today, we have linked to Time Magazine. Because Time Magazine has a whole page on the Great Reset. That's the headline, Time Magazine, and then it says the Great Reset. The COVID-19 pandemic has provided a unique opportunity to think about the kind of future we want. Time partnered with the World Economic Forum to ask leading thinkers to share ideas for how to transform the way we live and work. And as you scroll down the page, there are all these different people. Here's one, redesign capitalism to incorporate social value. And this is from some Sampo Holdings, an Asian fella. And here's another one. Again, the list is too long to go through, but here we have Tony Blair. Tony Blair, of course, who unveiled the Fabian Window, Fabian Socialism. Tony Blair, who has the Tony Blair Faith Foundation, bringing all religions together as one. Tony Blair, who's been working on hate crime legislation over in Europe that I wrote about in my book, The Coming Religious Reich. So we got Prince Charles there, who's into the Green New Deal. They're pushing the Green New Deal big time at this, and this is all going to happen January 2021, the Great Global Reset World Economic Forum. So, again, all of this has massive implications. If Donald Trump and his administration are not there to stop these guys, and Biden and Kamala are there, they're going to roll us right into their little global plan, are they not, Rich?
That is the scale. You articulated it very well. That is the scale of what we're up against. And make no mistake about it, these are well-formed plans. This isn't, you know, back-of-the-napkin stuff. They've been working on this for decades.
Well, and we see that a Black Lives Matter activist, Cori Bush, wins Missouri, becomes state's first black congresswoman. So this woman, I guess, has won a seat in the House of Representatives. So she'll go in there and caucus with the squad. So this is a big deal. I mean, if we had an FBI and groups doing their job, she wouldn't even have been qualified to run because she's obviously working with a group that's Marxist tied and funded by China. She couldn't swear an oath and go into the Congress. But this is a big deal. You've got people who are tied to Muslim Brotherhood. You've got people tied to the Marxist and Chinese through Black Lives Matter, Socialist Roads Organization. I mean, these people are now winning elections in the Congress, Rich.
You have Joe Biden, a Chinese agent, set up to be the president of the United States, literally taking billions and billions of dollars into funds under management on their behalf. Trevor Loudon has spoken to you about it in the past, I believe. You know, he has written books on the literally hundreds of Marxists and Marxist affiliates that are inside Congress right now. So adding another BLM person really doesn't surprise me. I just think it's interesting that they've become more overt about it over the past 10 or 15 years post-Obama, whereas, you know, prior to 2008, they kind of had to hide their inklings. Today, they don't hide it anymore. They flat out openly run and admit it.
I want people to get a pen real quick, pen or paper, and write down Rich's website. It's full of research. So get a pen and paper real quick while I ask him the last question. This, let's say that this draws out for a while, goes to the Supreme Court and whatnot, draws out for a while, and Trump finally wins re-election. These people are going to lose their minds. I mean, this whole dragging it out, because they were expecting this big blue wave and boom, they'd win. But this dragging this thing out is going to make the division in America even worse. I can only imagine what will happen if he actually is re-elected. Rich?
Exactly. Yeah, you're dead right. I think that's a feature. It's not a bug. That's the intent.
What's your website, Rich?
One is unconstrainedanalytics, all one word, .org. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's @RichHiggins_DC. That's @RichHiggins_DC.
And what's the one with your new book?
Oh, you can find my new book is at RichHigginsTheMemo.com. But you can also find it at the other websites. I have it linked. So the book title is The Memo. So it's easy to find on Amazon or wherever.
Thanks for being with us, Rich.
Hey, thank you, sir. Have a good one.
You too, my friend. Thank you for listening. God bless America. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on BCY America.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brannon House, and I've got good news and I've got bad news. The reality is it's more good news than bad news. And in fact, it won't be bad news at all if you can help us out, because here's the situation. We have done so many millions of TV request streams that we've used up all our streaming bandwidth for the year by the middle of October. By the middle of October, we had used up our entire plan for 2020. Now, we're charged $2,000 a month for streaming, so we can largely give away free programming. All the radio, all the TV that you listen to, that streaming, we have to pay for it. While someone might be listening for free, well, it's not free to us. We have to pay that bill. Our TV streaming bill is $2,000 a month. We have overshot that bill, and now we have been handed a bill for $8,000. And now, next week, we start a brand new bill of $2,400 a month. So $8,000, that's a lot of money to an organization our size. A lot of money. Now, this is good news because we're growing and people want the information. It's bad news because we just spent $80,000 in the last 12 months redoing our entire website code because we had no choice because the code was so old we had to redo it. We were just starting to catch our breath when unsuspectedly we receive an $8,000 bill. Not only that, we now must start a new contract for not just $2,000 a month, but for $2,400 a month because that's how much bandwidth we're using. That's not counting the $1,000 a month we spend in storage. So our now monthly bill is $3,400 a month in streaming and storage. So we've got a couple options. We can either start limiting how many people we allow to watch and listen to our free programming, which why would we want to do that? We're getting out the truth. The other way is we raise the $8,000 over the next couple of weeks. It is absolutely vital that we raise this $8,000. So if you would like to make a tax-deductible contribution, you can do that right now at WVWFoundation.com, WVWFoundation.com. You can use our mailing address that's on our website of P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. Again, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. Or you can call and donate over the phone with a credit card when you call 901-825-0652. 901-825-0652. Thank you for helping us cover this unexpected $8,000 bill that came in, because we have so many people wanting the free broadcasting that we're putting out that's loaded with truth. And thank you for helping us as we cover that monthly bill going forward of $2,400, so we can stream free programming to everybody, plus the $1,000 a month in storage. So that's just $3,400 a month right there, not counting all the other bills it takes to keep WVW Broadcast Network going. So bottom line, as we always tell you, this is a listener-supported broadcast network. And listeners, we need you to step up the plate, help us cover this unexpected $8,000 bill. Thank you so much for your support, where you'll find our phone number, our mailing address, or you can give right there online at WVWFoundation.com. WVWFoundation.com. Foundation.com. The good news is, folks, we're reaching an awful lot of people. We're growing. Thank you for partnering with us.